Analysts are starting to talk about the oil crash being over, with prices stabilizing in the mid-$30 a barrel range, from a recent low of $26, despite record supply levels. That's a 30% increase in the past 2 weeks. The increase in the price per barrel has given rise to the thinking that oil has bottomed out. Meanwhile, 413 oil rigs have been shut down in the United States because of an oil glut, with thousands of jobs lost. Commodities trader Eric Zuccarelli.
The supply and demand picture for oil is such a big glut and oversupply on a daily basis from the production side that even if the demand side picks up marginally, we're still not going to eat into that for quite some time.
And gold, according to Zuccarelli, has moved upwards because of interest rates in the United States and around the world. Interest rates and gold have an inverse relationship. Generally, rising interest rates are negative for gold prices, while low rates are good. In a zero to negative interest rate environment, gold prices usually benefit. The Japanese and European central banks have negative interest rates.
We did see a very sharp move over a 2.5-year period down to about 10.50 in the gold, at which point the Fed finally began to raise interest rates for the first time since the world economy crash, which caught a little people short the market. As a consequence, the gold found some footing and reversed its downside and has rallied up to 1250.
As primarily a metals trader, Zuccarelli says commodities are in a waiting game.
A lot of the industrial metals are stuck in much of the same world as oil, waiting for a true demand picture to come and sop up some of that excess supply. So whether it's copper, which I trade on a daily basis, which has put in a pretty much of a bottom under $2, or some of the industrial metals, whether it's zinc, lead, tin, nickel, steel, most of the industrial complex is starting to find support, but not necessarily ready for the rallies that we've seen in the past.
There are still questions about how far the price of gold will move, but in recent weeks, it's been a good investment. But like oil, the length of gold's rally is hard to predict. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.